Good morning, folks. It's time for Democratic Perspective, brought to you by the Verde Valley Independent Democrats, a weekly talk show about political issues facing the Verde Valley, Sedona, Northern Arizona, and the nation at large. Join us for a stimulating, thought-provoking discussion. You'll get the facts as we focus on the real challenges facing Arizonans. Welcome to Democratic Perspective on this beautiful morning here in Sedona. Today we have Chad Campbell. Chad Campbell is the minority leader of the Democrats in the State House and a very distinguished lawmaker. He has sponsored a lot of bills and found some ways to work with Republicans. He's certainly given it a try. We want to ask him first.
Yes, Sedona, there are Democrats in the Arizona legislature. We want to, you know, maybe that should be our banner headline. Yeah.
We wanted to ask what happened with the special session. And, it was about extending unemployment. The first week, 15,000 people will be taken off it as a result of the legislation's action. It'll go up to 45,000 people. Right. And it's $3.5 million a week that would have been pumped in to Arizona and spent almost immediately helping with the recession. What happened?
I had the mayor of Cottonwood come up to me and say, how come we're losing $3.5 million a week? Where's the Democratic outrage? Was her comment. We got a 9.3% unemployment rate. You got 45,000 people, ultimately that will be losing benefits. Has the Arizona legislature created 45,000 jobs that we don't know about and they're afraid these people are not going to apply for because they're sitting home collecting the Arizona's whopping, $216 a week unemployment insurance? Go ahead, Chad. I'm sorry. I didn't mean, I'm doing my rant.
No problem at all. I understand. It's a frustrating subject to say the least. This was a issue that we knew about down here at the Capitol in late March, early April. We started talking about it with our Republican colleagues. We talked to the governor's office about this issue. We really tried to get this issue fixed during the regular session. It's a simple one-word change in the state statute, in terms of changing who is eligible to receive these extended benefits. And it doesn't cost the state an extra penny. This is already federal money that's been allotted for this. It doesn't cost us an extra dime here to have done this. Every other state in the country that had to make this change made this change. Even Governor Walker supported this change to show you the breadth of the political spectrum that was supporting this type of change. Yet here in Arizona, the legislature and the governor refused to do it during the regular session. In fact, on the last night of session, we pulled an all-nighter here, the last night of regular session, and we spent hours working on issues such as making the official state firearm of Arizona as opposed to fixing this issue. It was probably one of the more disheartening things I've seen since I've been down here I'm in my third term. And it was frustrating because we walked away from regular session without fixing this. And to her credit, Governor Brewer realized it needed to be fixed, so it's better late than never. She called the special session to come down here and fix it a couple weeks ago. We came down here ready to work. We needed to do this, get it done. We could have done it in one day. We could have waived the rules, fixed this in one day. It was an emergency situation, so we should have done that. We showed up, and when I say we, the Democrats, I mean, showed up ready to go. And unfortunately, the Republicans did not show up ready to go. They didn't have any language ready. They didn't even have a bill introduced. They didn't even have all their members down here. They were not serious about this issue. They made it very apparent they were not going to vote on this, and they weren't going to fix this. And it's astonishing to me because, like you guys said, we're basically kicking off a grand total of about 40 to 45,000 people by the end of the year from their unemployment benefits at a time when unemployment is still astronomical in the state, especially in some of the rural areas. And when you have rural legislators like Steve Pierce from up there in northern Arizona, up in your guys' neck of the woods, so to speak, when he's sitting there saying this is a stupid idea and he represents an area that has massive unemployment, I think the voters of that district need to reevaluate who they're putting in office.
Sounds a little extreme.
Yeah, he represents our area up here. When you say these things to Republicans, what do they reply? Why would they do this to
the reply? The standard refrain was, one of two things. Either we can't afford it, which makes no sense because, again, this isn't Arizona money. This is federal money. The money's already there. If you have an issue with the money being there in the first place, and that's a federal issue, it's not a state issue, by not doing this, we just threw away money that would have been coming to Arizona. That money's going to sit in Washington, D.C. now or go to another state. We just threw away our hard-earned dollars that our taxpayers pay. We threw away about $3 to $4 million a week, in fact. And then the second reply was, well, this just makes people lazier, and they're not going to go out and look for a job if they get this extended benefits. And as you guys said, you know, it's about $216 a week max. That's not anywhere near enough money to survive right now in this time, as we know. And secondly, there are requirements that you have to be searching for a job. You have to show that you're searching for jobs. And actually, Governor Brewer, in the special session call, even put in some extra stipulations for the extended benefits. She required that you take any job that was offered to you. She required that you actually look for a job 4 days a week. She made it even tougher to qualify for this. And that was fine. We supported that. We actually thought that was a good idea. The Democrats did. And yet it still wasn't good enough for the Republican majority in the House and the Senate. And to be quite honest with you, I've gotten emails and phone calls from people across the state, both Republicans and Democrats and independents, who've given me their stories, their personal stories, and talked about how they've been looking for a job for 2 years, and this really is going to be the thing that pushes them into poverty and probably makes them lose their house, their car, whatever. The Republican majority in the state is so far out of touch with reality that we need to have a massive course correction in 2012. This legislature down here is being led by a group of people who are so extreme in their beliefs that they're putting ideology ahead of the people they're supposed to represent, and that is not the way it's supposed to be.
Chad, when you ask them, when you argue or try to discuss it with them, do they just repeat their ideological point of view, or is there any dialogue possible?
There's not been much dialogue down here. Again, they don't really have a conversation with the Democrats. They have the overwhelming majority down here. We all know that. They have 40 seats out of the 60 in the House. They have 21 seats out of the 30 in the Senate. And so they really don't talk to the Democrats.
Yeah, a lot of the extreme
votes. And unfortunately, there's a lot of good people down here on both sides of the aisle. There are a lot of good Republicans, I believe, on the other side of the aisle that honestly are much more moderate than their votes suggest. But the leadership and the people who are controlling the debate down here, as I mentioned earlier, I think have lost touch with the common, everyday working family in the state. And they're putting ideology ahead of common sense. They've really lost touch with common sense. And the unemployment benefits, that is the perfect example of how out of touch they are.
Yeah.
And what we need in this state is a big dose of common sense. And I'm hoping that we can get that injected back into our political structure in November of 2012.
Well, that's just what I want to talk to you about. I want to ask you, but I want to clarify one thing. That Steve Pierce is the senator from our area, and Russell Pierce, of course, is the famous one.
Yeah, it's Steve Pierce, not Russell Pierce, exactly.
Right, exactly. Just make sure that's
clarified. Good point.
Not everybody is as up on the legislature as you and I. So how's it look? How's it look? That's my question down here, number four. How's it look for the future for Democrats in the House?
I think things are going to change in the future. I think we have two things going on right now. We have redistricting that's taking place right now in the state. So we're going to have a new legislative map next year. That's going very well right now. The first time we did the independent redistricting 10 years ago did not go so well. The process really got hijacked. And the map that was created was not a fair map. It's a gerrymandered map, and it substantially benefits the Republicans much more than it does the Democrats. This time, the independent commission that we've put together this time is truly that. It's an independent commission. I think the chair, Colleen Mathis from Tucson, is doing a wonderful job. And I think that they're going to create a map that's fair and competitive, and they're going to open the door to districts that allow for a competitive general election. And bottom line is allow voters to have a real choice between Republicans, Democrats, and whoever else wants to run. And that's going to be the critical and key to the success of Arizona here in the future. And then secondly, as I've said, I think that the majority party has overplayed their hand to a great degree. I think that their lack of relating to the everyday person in this state has been shown time and time again. And I really believe that the voters have buyer's remorse from the vote that they engaged in 2010. And I've seen polling to that effect. even amongst Republicans. The approval of the majority party in the legislature is at historical lows. There is going to be, I think, a change in 2012, and I think you're going to see this state start swinging back to the middle where we were at just, you know, 5-6 years ago.
Any insight on the recall of Russell Pierce? Speaking of...
No, I don't have any insight on that. I mean, obviously, they did qualify, and so we'll see where that goes.
Right.
Recall elections are very interesting animals. Special elections are always interesting, so it's hard to predict how they're going to turn out.
Right.
Chad, do you think moderate and sort of ordinary conservative Republicans will run in the primaries again? Didn't most of the moderate Republicans get eliminated, about 4 years ago?
Yeah, most of them did, but I do again think that with a new map and new district lines, you're going to see the moderate Republicans start to have a voice again in their own primary. And if not, though, if they want to continue to nominate what I think are very, very extreme, ideologically driven people who really aren't using common sense down here, if they want to keep nominating those people, so be it. With a more competitive map, I think as long as Democrats are putting up good candidates who, again, are grounded in Arizona values and know the issues that matter to voters, then we can beat them in a general election, and that's the bottom line. I think that most voters don't care about your party label. They want to see results, and the results they've seen from this legislature they're pitiful, to be quite honest with you.
All right. I'm looking at one of your emails from the past, and you talk about Arizona being second in the poverty rate. Can you talk about that a little?
Yeah, I mean, it speaks for itself. We are the second poorest state in the nation now, and it's mind-boggling when you think about that. And the actions we've taken over the past year or so has done nothing to help that out. Again, going back to unemployment benefits, we just pushed 15,000 people into poverty right there.
You mean it's not high taxes?
But we just pushed them even further into poverty. We've gutted education over the past several years. Jan Brewer and the majority party down here has made the deepest cuts we've ever seen to this day, which does not bode well for future success. We have gutted the healthcare system, although I think there's some court challenges that might stop that for the time being. But we're not doing anything about fixing our long-term economic outlook in this state. I've been one of the leading voices down here. I've been, you know, screaming at the top of my lungs for 3 years now that we need to look at this crisis as an opportunity to fix our broken tax code, fix our broken tax structure, diversify the economy, and set us up for long-term success. And we've done the exact opposite, starting with the sales tax increase that Governor Brewer pushed last year, which was a horrific idea, from that to the massive cuts, to the massive tax cut package that was given out to special interests and out-of-state corporations this year. Everything that the majority party has done has actually just dug the hole deeper. We are not fixing the long-term problems in this state. We're making them worse. And again, I think there is a lack of political will. And people need to set aside their own agendas. They need to set aside their own political ambitions. And we need to roll up our sleeves and get serious about fixing our problems in this state.
Thank you.
That means some political courage. And it means you might have to put your neck out on the line a little bit. And I'm saying that to both people, or to people in both parties. We've got to stop worrying about our own political futures and start worrying about the future of the state.
Thank you, Chad Campbell. We'll be talking to Chad next week, 4th of July.
We'll continue.
4th of July to everybody. And we'll be continuing this discussion because I think it's important that we understand the Arizona legislature and the hard work that people like Chad do. Remember that you can hear a podcast of our program on our website, www.vvid.org. We're an org. We're not a com, guys.
Yeah, this broadcast and all the previous ones that you can find on the website.
Chad, you still there?
Yep. You've been listening to Democratic Perspective, brought to you by the Verde Valley Independent Democrats, a weekly talk show focusing on the political issues facing the Verde Valley, Sedona, Northern Arizona, and the nation at large. Catch us every Monday morning after the 8 o'clock news, right here on AM 780 KAZM. It's beautiful out there, folks. Have a great day.